Wait. What?
No need to wait for what? What's on the news? When it's demented.
Wait, what?
I'm Whimsical Will.
Because we live in a world made for idiots. Nothing is what it is. It's all something else. Look around this room. Every door is labeled exit. How'd you get in here?
What?
It's a dead man's party.
A new video game actually kills you if your on-screen character dies.
Over my dead body.
The inventor of the Oculus Rift says he's created a virtual reality headset that'll blow people's minds, literally.
Mind blown.
Ow, you bullied me in the head!
Yeah, more than that, the headset is rigged with charges. It'll explode if the user triggers a game over screen.
Game over, man. It's game over.
The device is based on the popular anime and novel series Sword Art Online.
You be dead!
Right, because in that series, players are trapped in an immersive VR combat simulator where if they're killed in the game, they die in the real world!
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Well, this deadly headset is just a prototype so far, but it's regarded as a thought-provoking reminder of unexplored avenues in video game design.
I demand that you shoot me now.
Well, funny how all the beta testers have disappeared.
Blowed up good.
Blowed up real good.
You know, we might have appreciated this ultimate punishment back when we were trying to play E.T. for the Atari 2600.
Oh.
If you know, you know. And speaking of E.T., scientists are working on an official alien contact protocol in case E.T. phones Earth.
Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir. You want to turn your radio down, please.
Well, of course, E.T. would rather...
Phone home.
...than call us, but researchers say humanity is unprepared to respond to a message from extraterrestrial life.
Notice that I brought my finger around until it firmly touched the finger stop.
Oh.
We might be better at calling them collect.
Of interplanetary craft.
How can you call outer space?
The computer scientist spokesman from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland is appropriately named John Elia. And he says a team has been formed to establish a set of responses for the entire world to follow in the event of a sudden encounter with E.T.
Dude, he's farting fire!
It's the alien anal probe. It's shooting fire from Cartman's rectum.
Whoa, well, hopefully we can avoid too close of an encounter.
E.T. is shouting something.
Oh, here comes the message now. It turns out E.T. just needs his space.
And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom. Wait. What?
I was thinking, if the flying saucers land and little green people get out, what if they're in the nude and we don't know what not to look at?
I'm Whimsical Will, making contact on the Demented News.
I'm Ribbit Dutchy. And Oliver Turkey to you, too.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.